Eviction hearings have been on hold in Franklin County and much of the rest of Ohio since the coronavirus pandemic caused an economic downturn. But that changes today, and some advocates worry about a potential wave of evictions adding to what was already a backlog of filings. Joining us now is Shelley Whalen. She's Executive Director of Community Mediation Services of Central Ohio. That's a local agency that works to keep people in stable housing. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Glad to be with you.
So even though there has been a moratorium on eviction hearings, that has not stopped eviction filings, right? Landlords have been filing eviction notices with tenants, and the courts throughout the pandemic, there just haven't been any hearings.
Yes, that's correct. So in the weeks and immediate weeks ahead, there will be a lot of eviction hearings going on in town.
Yeah, more than 1,400 were filed between the time that the court closed and May 22nd. What actually happens today, June 1st? What changes with the courts?
So what happens today is the court begins to hear the cases that have been filed since the court closed back in late March. And so each day the court has advised us that they will be bringing approximately 100 cases per day to the court.
Is 100 more than normal?
Actually, 100 is less than normal. That it has not been out of the question for courts to have as many as 250 cases, eviction cases, on a docket on a given day. So limiting it to 100 cases per day is reducing that.
We've heard advocates telling renters in recent weeks to keep paying rent if they possibly can and not to view this pause on eviction hearings as some kind of rent forgiveness. Do you think there are still going to be people who did not get that message and you're going to see some unfortunate circumstances going forward with these eviction hearings?
Yes, I think there are some tenants who have misunderstood that because the court was closed, that meant that they didn't, you know, they thought that meant they didn't have to pay their rent, which is not accurate. They absolutely should be trying to pay their rent to the, as much as they possibly can between now and their court hearing date. And to the extent that they need assistance in being linked to rental assistance programs, they can reach out to our agency and we will chat with them about a list of rental assistance programs that are might be available to them.
The bulk of people have been trying to pay their rent, obviously, and just haven't been able to. Can the pandemic, though, be seen as any kind of legal defense? Can you see a judge siding with someone when they come into the courtroom and say, look, my business shut down, I just couldn't pay?
I'm not sure how the court would react to that. I think what the court is trying to do is put folks like us on site at eviction court, as well as Impact Community Action, which is a major distributor of rental assistance, will also be on site at eviction court. I think the way the court is trying to support the resolution of these eviction-related issues is by helping tenants and landlords access resources at court to the extent needed.
You've mentioned some assistance to renters that's available. There has been some assistance as well in already passed federal stimulus bills. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown among lawmakers who want more. Do you have any faith or expectation that more could be coming?
We certainly hope so. Dollars have been made available through the CARES Act for rental assistance, and there have also been some local dollars committed to rental assistance here in Columbus, but we know that those dollars will probably be expended very quickly over the next handful of months. And come this fall, we're expecting there may well be a need for significant infusion of additional dollars along those lines.
Shelley Whalen is Executive Director of Community Mediation Services of Central Ohio. We've been talking about eviction hearings resuming in Franklin County starting today. Thanks again.
You're very welcome.